USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Americans waiting to find out if the Supreme Court will allow student loan debt to be forgiven could be waiting until this summer for an answer. During oral arguments, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued the Biden administration has the authority to cancel hundreds of billions in student debt under the HEROES Act.
Their assertion of arguments to support that claim that broadly attack this whole concept of loan forgiveness, I think, demonstrate that we're far afield from the equal protection case law.
The plaintiffs argue the Biden administration made arbitrary decisions about who would qualify for debt forgiveness and how much of their balance would be canceled. The president is warning Republicans to keep their hands off social programs like Obamacare.
President Biden says Republicans are still trying to cut health care for millions of Americans as part of their debt ceiling negotiations.
If you get rid of the Affordable Care Act, would mean that more than 100 million Americans with pre-existing conditions would lose the critical protections they have now.
Speaking in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Biden said Republicans making demands to cut the federal budget in order to raise the debt ceiling.
Correspondent John Schaefer, Biden saying Republicans won't get to cut entitlement programs. We're learning more about a major security breach and a ransomware attack at the U.S. Marshals Service where fugitive data may have been exposed. NBC News correspondent Tom Winter.
Information about U.S. Marshals Service employees and staff and the people that work for the Marshals Service may also be in those files.
National Weather Service officials say it could still be a few days before they have the official count on the number of tornadoes that hit Oklahoma Sunday night. Todd Lindley says the folks at the Forecast Center were pretty close to the tornado that struck Norman.
It really intensified just as it passed the National Weather Center here on the South Research Campus of the University of Oklahoma.
As of now, the Weather Service says at least 9 tornadoes touched down. One person was killed. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The search warrant in the Idaho student murders case is now unsealed. Criminology student Brian Koberger is charged for the brutal murders involving 4 University of Idaho students in November. The warrant lists several new items police allegedly found at the home of his parents in East Pennsylvania. They include medical gloves, a flashlight, and clothing. Court documents say police also recovered a DNA sample from a knife sheath at the crime scene, which was a familial DNA match for a sample taken from the trash at Koberger's family home. A mobile lab that can provide instant air analysis has arrived in East Palestine, Ohio.
This means we don't have to send samples away for analysis. We can analyze them right here.
EPA Regional Administrator Deborah Shore announced the Trace Atmospheric Gas Analyzer Mobile Lab during Tuesday's interagency briefing on the town's recovery from the February 3rd train derailment. Twitter is rolling out a new policy to crack down on violent speech. The social media's new violent speech policy says that users cannot threaten, incite, glorify, or express desire for violence or harm while using the app. Twitter said most cases would result in a permanent suspension, but less severe ones may just be temporary. And Burger King is bringing back its melts and announcing a new menu item. The restaurant chain announced a new flaming hot version of its chicken fries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.